Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, once again, we come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary and we give you glory and honor and praise. Come on, come on.
Hallelujah. I say we will praise you for the rest of our days. Amen. It's good to have a praise in your mouth today. Amen. When I woke up this morning, I thought about it, and I said it was just thankful to wake up this morning. Amen.
Amen.
And see new mercies this morning. It was new mercies this morning. The reason I woke up, because I had new mercies when I woke up this morning. If I realized, if it continued to say, if it had not been for God who woke me up, I would have been lost, but it was God that woke me up this morning. And I want to thank God to all of you out this morning. Thank God for y'all tuning in. Amen. And so now we want to do a prayer. Amen. If all of you who are here and all on Facebook and on Care Network, amen, we thank y'all for tuning in. Amen. So, Father God, we are thankful this morning that you woke us up and gave us a mind again, Lord, to want to seek after you, Lord, to want to know you, to want to understand you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for giving us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word. I thank you, Lord, for giving us life and that everlasting, Lord. It was you that laid down your life, Lord, that I might live and have a right to life, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for it, O Lord. I thank you for the stripes that you took on your back so I could be healed today, Lord. I come to say thank you this morning, amen. I come to say thank you this morning, oh Lord, you was bruised for my iniquities. I say thank you for the bruises that you took for me, Lord, and the blows that you took for me, Lord, amen. Thank you, you was chastised so I could have peace. Thank you for being my peace giver this morning. And, Lord, I give you praise and asking, Lord, that you would bless the people on this line, bless the people on Facebook this morning, and, Lord, bless all of those who are listening in today, Lord, and may your blessings ever be upon their lives to bring change and to bring comfort in this time. And I give thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless y'all out there this morning. Amen. We're going to give at least one person, if you got a praise report or a Thanksgiving report today, we want you to find time to give a praise today. Who's going to be number one today? Don't shout me down now. Don't shout me down now.
I want to thank, this is Sister Alexandra. I want to thank God for waking me up this morning. Amen. Today is another blessed day in the life of being a Christian. I'm just happy to be here, happy to listen on, and I'm continuing on in my walk in Jesus' name. I just want to send praises and love to the Heavenly Father and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for all that he is, all that he does, and all that he means to me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for that praise report. Amen. She's thankful that she's saved, she's sanctified, she's filled with the Holy Ghost, and she's ready for heaven, amen. She's not in a hurry, but she's ready, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so praise God. Ain't none of us is in a hurry, but we're ready. And then I say we are ready and we're getting ready, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just thank God for that this morning. And all the rest of you who are online this morning, God bless you and praise you. I praise you, amen. We got a little word. We got a word for you this morning, amen. I don't know how are we going to bring it out today and how God going to use it today, but I do realize that these are the last days, amen,
mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, but there's a promise for us for the last days, amen. And we're not going to be so worried about it because we know there's a blessing in these last days, amen. And I like to turn to the book of Acts today, amen, chapter 2 and verse 17. Hallelujah. And verse 18, 19. Amen. We want to talk about these are the last days, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. When we think about last, you know, the word last, you know, mean coming after all others is the last, you know. After everything else has been, it means that it's last, amen. You know, sometimes we say last is a period at the end of a sentence. That means this is the last statement being made, the last thought, amen, being given when we think about the word last, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, amen. And so when we think about the last, we think about the close of time or the close of the age. We're in the what we call the last days, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Last might mean that everything is getting ready to be dissolved. It's going to be over. You know, when we think about when we say over means last, amen, means to be over. Last simply can mean no more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on. When I say last, they're going to come into a place there's no more days left, amen.
Mm-hmm.
There's no more time left, amen. There's not another minute that. Not another hour, but it's the last days, amen,
mm-hmm.
that this thing is getting ready to be wrapped up, that everything that God has said is getting ready to come to pass, amen, and this is what he called last days. And so I thank God that being that these are the last days, and the thing that we want to ask you is, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? You know, when we know that the Lord is soon to come because it's the last days, the question is to be asked you, are you ready for the coming of the Lord? Have you made yourself ready for the coming of the Lord? Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So there comes a time that when you know something is getting ready to close, you got to get ready for the thing that is about to come, and we call it the last things. Amen. It's letting you know that you need to get prepared because something drastic is getting ready to take place. And God let us know what was going to be going on in the last days, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that are lost, those that don't know Jesus, last could be a devastating effect to you, amen.
Yeah, right.
Because the Bible does say he's coming back to take vengeance on those that know not the Lord, amen. But for those who know the Lord and those who are ready for the Lord to come, a blessing is getting ready to take place. And I wouldn't be worried anymore because I recognize that I got blessings on the way because these are the last days, amen.
Amen.
And you see, the saints are looking for something special in the last days, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you need to be encouraged in these last days because in the last thing, those who have been first is going to be last, and the last will become first, amen. And these last days, God's getting ready to turn things around for you, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. You've been behind for so long, and now God says the time for you to catch up, amen, for the saints to catch up, amen. You've been dominated by the world for so long, and now it's time for you to dominate the world, amen, because these are the last days, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Read chapter 2, verse 17, 18, 19. We want to talk about last days. Hallelujah.
You ready?
Yes.
And it shall come to pass.
And it shall come to pass.
In the last days.
The last days.
Said the Lord.
Said the Lord.
I will pour out of my spirit.
I'm going to pour out my spirit. He said, last days. Said who?
The Lord.
Said the Lord. God said, I'm going to do something in these last days that I haven't done before. Amen.
I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh.
I'm going to pour my spirit out upon all flesh.
And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
Look at here. Your sons and daughters are going to begin to prophesy. Because of the things that's coming in the last days, we got some promises that God is making to us for the last days, amen. And if you believe he's coming, amen, if you believe that he's going to do it, we need to start expecting something to take place in the last days, amen. Go ahead.
And your young men shall see visions.
Young men gonna see visions.
And your old men shall dream dreams.
Even for the old men, there's something good coming to you in these last days, amen.
Mm-hmm.
The world is looking for destruction, but we are the saints of God, we're expecting blessings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, that's why you need to be on the Lord's side. Amen.
Amen.
If you're on the Lord's side, everything's going to be all right. Amen.
Amen.
Read on.
And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And they shall prophesy.
And they shall prophesy.
And I will show wonders in heaven above,
uh-huh,
and signs in the earth beneath,
uh-huh,
blood and fire and vapor of smoke.
Yes. Amen. Amen. So I just took the thing I was talking about last day. He said in the last days, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to do something in the last days, amen. He's going to pour out his spirit in the last days, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so saints of God should be praying and seeking God for the promise that he made to us to come to pass,
amen.
You know, sometimes we can be self-deceived, amen. People get deceived sometimes, and they can be self-deceived.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say being self-deceived, we realize God made a promise to us, and then if we're not doing anything so that that promise can be fulfilled, even though God made it, it's not going to take place until we start fulfilling the things that God told us to do about it, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God told us to ask for it, amen. God told us to seek for it, amen. God told us to knock for it, amen. God told us to look for it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And because God told us to do these things, in other words, if you're not looking, you're not going to find it, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you're not seeking, you're not going to find. If you're not going to ask, if you're not asking, you're not expecting it to come to pass, amen.
Amen.
And so whatever it is, you see, God made a covenant, God made a promise, but there are some things that we've got to do so that God can bring that thing to pass, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so he said, these are the last days. And we can see here, even in the book of Acts, Jesus had promised them that the Holy Ghost would come. And we find them up in the upper room, and they're all sitting in one place, and they're all on one accord, and they're all praying, amen, for that which God has promised to come to pass. But I want to ask you today, if you believe that it's coming, have you asked God to let it rain, let it come, let it come, amen, let it rain, amen. Send forth the Spirit, Lord. I know you said in the last day you were going to do it, and these are the last days. And because these are the last days, Lord, I'm calling on you, Lord, for the promise that you made to us. Let it come.
Mm-hmm.
We're praying, Lord, thy kingdom come, amen. Let it come, what you have spoken to us, Lord. Let it come, because, Lord, these are the last days, Lord, and I'm looking for your Spirit to fall on us, amen. I'm looking for your Spirit to come, Lord. I'm praying and I'm seeking God because I want God's Spirit to come, amen.
Yes,
I want it to fall because I recognize these are the last days, amen.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Yeah, because I know what's getting ready to take place, and I realize I need some strength, amen.
Yes.
We don't recognize the Holy Ghost is your strength, amen.
That's
praise
right.
God.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is the power, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so in these last days, the things that's going to be taking place is going to cause many hearts to fail, and they're going to become weak.
Yes.
Luke chapter 21, verse 26, it talks about men's hearts failing them for the things that are coming upon the earth, amen. I mean, people, if you look at people now, how hearts are failing them.
Mm-hmm.
People are in a place now, they don't know what to do, amen.
Right.
They don't know which way to turn, amen. They don't know where to go, amen.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what's happening in their life, amen.
Yes.
Praise God, they're upset, amen. They're afraid, amen. They don't know if they're going to have a job tomorrow, amen.
Yes.
They don't know if they're going to have food tomorrow, amen.
Uh-huh.
People's hearts are failing them because they're in a place that they've never been before. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. That's right.
And whenever you've been in a place that you've never been before, you got to do something that you never did before.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right,
God. Come on, amen. You got to do something that you never did before, because if you don't do something different, everything is going to remain the same, amen. But God said, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, amen, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then shall I hear from heaven and heal their land. If we want the land to be healed, are we praying, God, heal my land, amen, because these are the last days, Lord.
Amen.
Heal the land, Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Save my son. Save my children, Lord. Save my friends, Lord. Lord, these are the last days. And you said you were going to pour out your spirit on all flesh, Lord. We're seeking for your presence today, Lord, because I realize it's in your presence that I'm going to find my comfort in your presence,
yes,
Lord.
Amen. In your presence. Yes.
I believe it's Psalm 16:11 say, in thy presence, O Lord, is the fullness of joy. In your presence, Lord, is where I find comfort, amen. In your presence, Lord, is where I find pleasure, amen. And so I need to get into the presence of God because I realize these are the last days, amen.
Yeah.
And I'm going to need the presence of God to be able to stand in the evil day, amen. I'm going to need the presence of the God because to give me comfort. Otherwise, my mind going to fade. It's going to fade away, amen. It's going to get into fear because I need the presence of the Lord. But are you as a saint of God, are you speaking for the presence of the Lord?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Or you're still spending the time doing what you used to do,
mm-hmm.
and then you're expecting something different, but you're not doing anything different.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're not doing anything different, you can't expect any change
mm-hmm.
for anything to be different in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
I said we are in the last days. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And so Jesus tells us when we see all the things start happening, he tells the saints of God, he said, look up for your redemption draw it now, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to know I'm soon to come, amen. I'm soon to bring you that new body, amen. I'm soon to bring you a new present. I'm soon to take you to a new place, a different place, a place that you've never been, amen. I'm soon to take you to what I have promised and what I have died so that you can be there, amen. I'm coming to take you there, amen. Because what? These are the last days, but it's my presence that's going to take you there, amen.
Yes.
And so we need God's presence today, amen.
We do. Amen. Yes.
You see, when you got the presence of God, you're not in fear.
That's right.
Hallelujah. But we're in faith when we know his presence is there. You know, when we know if God be for us, what can be against her? Who can be against her? Because I realize I'm in the presence of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And the last day, he said he's going to send his presence. And it's when his presence comes, amen, it's going to let us know that everything's going to be all right for us, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He sent his presence to give us power to be able to endure the things that we're getting ready to endure, to go through the things that we're going to have to go through, you see. But if you don't have his presence, you can't endure the fire.
Amen. That's true. Mm-hmm.
But you see, if you're in the presence of God, you don't think like the world think, amen?
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's one thing about us. We can't think like the world think, amen? You see, when the wicked see things, the wicked becomes afraid, and they begin to run, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. But you don't realize, you see, if you recognize these are the last days, amen, and God said that the wealth of the wicked is going to be... The wealth of the righteous is in the hand of the wicked, and we want to get things back from the wicked, amen.
Mm-hmm.
If we would recognize in these last days, you see, that when the wicked begin to see all these things begin to happen, the wicked is going to flee. But the Bible said the righteous should come right in their stead, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. You see, because the last days is what we have. Because we have a famine, we have lack. People's hearts are failing because they're in lack, amen.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have enough money. They don't have enough food. They don't have enough houses. They don't have they don't have enough clothes. There's always a lack in something, amen. But the righteous people, amen, should be bold as a lion, amen. They should be bold enough, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is the time for the righteous to be blessed.
That's right.
When the wicked fail.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So you might not realize these last days is that God said the blessing is upon you, but the last days is really made for the saints. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, when a famine comes in the land, the famine only bothers those who not prepared for it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not prepared for the famine, then you get caught up in the famine. But if the righteous, amen, who have done what they were supposed to do, then they're not afraid of the famine of the last day because they prepared for it. Amen.
Yes, right.
You might not recognize, but this is your greatest opportunity for you to succeed right now. The last days. Amen. This is the greatest opportunity for you to start your business right now because you realize blessing coming, the blessing coming to the saint while the curse coming to the wicked. Amen. That's what the last day is supposed to bring. Amen. The curse comes to the wicked, but the blessing comes to the righteous. And if you're a righteous person, amen, in this hour, this is the greatest opportunity for you to succeed.
Amen.
Amen. If you never had a business, this is the greater opportunity for your business.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Because the wicked are fleeing because of the thing they see coming upon the earth, but the righteous are becoming bold because they realize a blessing is coming my way. God getting ready to turn things around, and because God is getting ready to turn it down, and where the wicked flee from, I'm going to take his place. The business that the wicked had, the righteous is going to step in his place, amen. The blessing that used to be the wicked had, now it belongs to you because this is the last day God said I'm going to pour out. Whatever something to be poured out, that means it's an abundance of it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I looked at first chapter, Luke chapter 14, 15, and verse 14, amen. Luke chapter 15, 14, amen. It talks about, amen, a wasteful person. We call it the prodigal son, but he was a wasteful person, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And he came in, read that verse there. He came in the lack. But I want you to know the lack wasn't because he didn't have enough.
Okay. Yeah,
Luke chapter 15, verse 14. Why am I talking about the last days? Because this is the time for the saints to be blessed.
Okay.
Saints shouldn't be losing heart. Saints should be rejoicing, amen.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Saints should be praising God in these last days, regardless of what's coming on, because it depends on whose eyes are you looking to, amen.
Mm.
You see, we're supposed to be looking through the eyes of faith because we realize there's blessing in the last days.
Yes.
Because we read what the word says, we believe what the word says, and because we believe what the word says, we are in expectation of a blessing and not a curse. What does it say in Luke chapter 15, verse 14?
And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want.
And it says, when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he was in want.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to notice something about that scripture, that he wasn't in want because he didn't have enough in the beginning.
No.
He was in want because he was a wasteful person, amen.
Yes,
saints are not supposed to be wasteful person, amen. Hallelujah. Saints are not supposed to be wasteful people, amen. Saints supposed to know how to gather in the harvest, amen, and put back for the famine.
Right. Amen.
Saints are not supposed to be people of pleasure, amen.
Mm-hmm.
People of pleasure will never have anything, amen, because all you want to do is have pleasure, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But you realize this is the last days, amen. See, you were supposed to be putting up in the good times for your bad times to come, amen.
Amen.
But what happened to the saints? They started living just like the world, and they became wasteful like the world, and now a famine is in the land now, and they are in lack because they live wasteful like this prodigal son. He had everything he needed to make it through, but he went and wasted all of his living and spent all of his living, but he wasn't looking to the end. He was only looking at the beginning, amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Aren't you glad that your end is going to be better than your beginning? Amen.
Amen.
Now, this is what I'm trying to say. Last days, amen. Your last days is going to be better than your former days, amen. See, God promised that your last days were better than your former days, amen. And because if your last days will be better than your former days, and we know these other last days because of what transpired on the earth today, we should rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven.
Amen.
But he was a wasteful spender, amen. And he got in lack because of his wasteful habits.
Yeah.
You know, we can have some wasteful habits, amen, because we living like the world live, amen, and we're not making a difference between the saints and the ain'ts, amen. But we can't tell no difference from us from them, amen, because we're doing what they do, amen. And we haven't separated ourselves and to get on to the word of God, because we realize Jesus had already told us what's going to take place in the last day. There's blessing coming in this last day. But have you prepared yourself for the blessing that is in the last days?
Yes,
now, he got in lack. He was a famine, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But aren't you glad the 23rd Psalm says, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. Hallelujah. He won't withhold any good thing from those who walk upright. So in the last days, you see, I know the Lord is my shepherd, amen. And I'm not worried about what's taking place, because I know that God is going to supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. So I'm looking to Jesus, that is the author and the finisher of my faith, amen.
Amen.
And so in the last days, I'm expecting a blessing, not a curse.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm looking for something, amen. I'm looking to be anointed like never before, amen. I'm looking to Luke chapter 16 says they're going to lay hands on the sick and they're going to recover, amen. They're going to cast out demons, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. They're going to raise the dead, amen. Hallelujah. They're going to walk in the power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit, you see. In these last days, you see, I'm expecting something in these last days.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm not getting afraid of what's coming. I'm rejoicing because of what's coming, amen. I'm not in fear for what's happening, amen. But I'm in rejoicing for what I know I got coming, amen. I'm expecting something in these last days.
Amen.
Saints shall be in expectancy in the last days.
Yeah.
Not in fear, not in lack, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm trying to say your best opportunity is right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't done anything, you need to do it now.
Like
hallelujah. If you haven't invested, you need to invest now. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because a famine in the land. Amen. But the famine to the world should be fear. But a famine to the saints, you realize something good is getting ready to happen in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on. I thank God that something good is getting ready to happen in my life.
Amen.
Because Jesus, amen, he's going to turn things around.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 through 8. See, we don't look. See, because, you see, we know Jesus has already told us what's going to happen, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He's already told us what's coming, amen. He's already told us get prepared, get ready for it, amen. So what good does Jesus do to tell us to get ready for something that we don't prepare for? Amen.
Amen.
That's just like giving you a gun to shoot the enemy, and the enemy come up there and take you over, and you want to ask God, well, God, why did you help me in that? I gave you a gun. Why didn't you shoot it?
Mm-hmm.
But look at the ant here. Now, we're supposed to be, this is the kind of people we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be like the ant, because, see, the ant always prepare himself for the last days. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He prepared himself all the time. He always stay ready, amen. What does the ant do? Verse 6. Read that about that ant there.
Go to the ant, that slugger.
You lazy person.
Consider her ways and be wise.
Consider her ways and be wise. You see, we're not supposed to be ignorant. People of God are not supposed to be ignorant, amen.
Mm-hmm.
People of God are supposed to be wise. If I know what's coming in the last day, let me prepare for what's coming in the last days.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me get ready for the Spirit, amen. Let me get ready for the anointing of the Holy Ghost, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get your, in order to receive it, you have to get yourself in a position to be able to receive.
That's right.
You can't have no dirty mind and want to receive, amen. You can't be carnal minded and then want to receive, amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need a spiritual mind to be able to receive the blessing that God getting ready to send you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Because God can't speak to no carnal mind, because God is spirit. Amen. And because
mm-hmm.
he's spirit, he can't speak to no carnal mind. And so you need to be gathering in everything you can gather in right now. You need to be gathering in the word of God. Amen. And storing up the word of God so that when you have a need for it, the word of God will step in place there and meet all of your needs according to God's riches and glory.
Amen.
See, what an answer. They little people. But what do?
We have no God, overseer, or ruler.
Mm-hmm.
Provide her meat in the summer.
She provides her meat in the summer, amen.
And gather her food in the harvest.
And gather her food in the harvest. See, look at the wives, what kind of people we're supposed to be. You see, the ant already prepared for the last days, amen.
Mm-hmm.
The ant get everything in the summertime. They store up everything they need for the summer, in the summer, amen.
Mm-hmm.
So that when winter comes, so when famine comes, they got enough, amen.
Amen.
Right. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, they ain't
mm-hmm.
out there begging nobody, amen.
Amen.
Yeah, you don't have to see an ant in the famine, amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They're not out begging because what? They weren't wasteful, amen. They're not wasteful people, amen.
Right.
Because they realize it can be good now, but I know it's going to be bad after a while, amen. God has already showed me that what's going to come, amen. Everything can be blessed right now, but later on there can be a famine in the land.
Mm-hmm.
That is why God's going to pour out in the last day because of the famine.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. See, a famine Hallelujah. Comes when there's a famine comes because there's a lack of something, amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a famine, when you got a lack, it's a lack in the land, amen. It's a lack in your life, and that's why the famine is. The famine is not for those who stored up, amen. The famine is only for those who didn't provide, amen. The famine is only for those who don't pray, amen. Come on, amen. If you don't pray, you're going to have a famine in the land, amen. If you're not seeking God, you're going to have a famine in the land. You see, when God pour out, you see, the water, the Holy Spirit is the water of life, but if you're not pumping out of the well or you're not digging your well, amen, when you realize that there's a famine coming in the land and you don't have your well ready, amen, and you don't have yourself filled with the Holy Spirit, then you're going to have a famine in the land. But an ant was smart. They go out and they get while getting good, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Come on, you need to get it while the getting is good, amen.
Amen.
Because these are the last days, amen. And right now, you need to be digging your well right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. You need a prayer life right now, amen. You need to be able to pump in some water, amen. Praise God, because you see, sometime down inside the well, there'll be some trash get in the well, amen. And you got to pump the water until you get the trash out. You see, down on the inside of your life, there's some trash down in our life. And we need to be pumping the well to get the trash out of our life. But if we're not pumping, amen, your trash going to stay in your life.
Amen. That's right.
So the ant goes out and provides her food and everything they need in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
They do it while they have a chance, amen. You know what I'm trying to say? They do it while they have a chance, amen. You know, I like that song goes on there. I believe I'll testify while I have this chance, amen, because what? I may not have this chance anymore, amen.
Amen.
And what we're trying to say, when we realize these are the last days, what we need to be doing, we need to be doing it right now. Amen.
Amen.
While we're still trying to go out and have all this pleasure, we need to be storing up right now.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We need to start doing it while you have opportunity. You need to do it right now because we know there's a famine coming in the land.
Yes,
it
is.
And so God, in order to take care of the famine in the last days, he's going to have to pour out his spirit in the last days for the famine.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's going to take the water to water the garden so that some fruit can come forth. Amen.
Amen.
It's going to take the Holy Spirit, amen, to water your life so you can start producing fruit of God. Amen. It's going to take the Holy Spirit in your life, amen, to do in your life what needs to be done because of the famine.
Amen.
the aunt always do everything she needs to do in the summer, amen? Because she knows a famine coming, amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a famine in the land. I'm telling you right now, amen. There's a famine in the land, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And we need to be asking God to pour out his spirit, amen. We need an outpour today, amen. We need God to open up the windows of heaven, amen, and pour out some blessings that our house won't be able to contain it. But he said, I'll do it if you ask me to do it, amen. These are the last days, amen. I like what Isaac did in Genesis chapter 26, amen. Genesis chapter 26 and 12. Let's see what Isaac did in the famine, amen. Because we need to take the example from somebody else so we know what we're going to do in the famine. Because these are the last days, amen. Things getting ready to change, amen. We're going to have what we call a new normal, amen.
Amen.
A new normal, amen. It's not going to go back to the way that it used to be. We're going to have a new normal, amen. And we got to learn how to live in this new normal, amen. And because we have to learn how to live in this new normal, amen, we need to be praying right now, God, send your spirit, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, Genesis chapter 26, verse 12.
Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him.
Look what Isaac did in the famine. Look at what Isaac sold. Isaac went and invested some money in something, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He saw somebody close the business down, and they went to open the business back up, amen. Come on, I'm saying these are the last days, amen.
Mm-hmm.
The blessings coming to the saint, amen. When we talk about the outpour of the Holy Spirit, isn't the Holy Spirit blessings?
Amen.
Isn't that the power of God, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the spirit that changes things? Isn't that the spirit that turns things around? Isn't that the spirit that demons flee from it, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the spirit of God that he wants to pour out in these last days so you can be blessed? He said, why aren't you investing in something? Because you know it's the last day.
Yeah.
What kind of new business adventure you got? I'm just asking the saints that, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Amen. You've been complaining about you being the tail and not the head. But, well, whose fault is it now? Because he said, I've sent the famine in the land, and the wicked want to flee because of the famine, and the righteous come in instead, and you realize these are the last days. You ought to know that I want to bless you right now, amen. Come on, amen.
Amen.
You ought to know that I want to turn things around for you right now, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I want you to come up from where you were, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I want you to be the head now and not the tail, amen. I want you to be above and beneath, amen. And I'm going to give you the power to do it.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. The last days, he's pouring out. Remember, he's pouring out in these last days, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving you ability, amen, to do what it is that you couldn't do before, amen.
Right.
He's giving you power, amen, to accomplish what you could accomplish before, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving you the power to have new thoughts and new ideals, amen, to bring change, amen. I give you ability to think like I think, amen.
Yeah.
I give you the ability that my thoughts become your thoughts, amen.
Amen.
I give you the ability that my ways become like your ways, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I give you ability because of what's coming, amen. What's coming, amen, going to cause you to be able to invent something different. I give you the ability to create things.
Yeah.
What I mean, you create your job.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if you still got a job, you'll never think about a way to create one. So you got to realize why God does things, amen.
Amen.
Amen. He caused you to lose that job so that you can create your job. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
And the last day spirit does that. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The last day spirit bring abundance. Amen. And this is the last day spirit to bring abundance of joy, to bring abundance of peace. And while everybody else is in sorrow and in grief, you're going to have joy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. This last day blessing is going to be a blessing like No other blessing, amen. Mm-hmm. He said the latter house going to be greater than the former house, amen. Mm-hmm. As the latter house going to be greater than the former house. And I saw that house in all the glory. How much so the glory going to be upon the people of God in these last days, amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
See, Isaac sold. And when Isaac sold, he got a blessing, amen.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you right there today on the line, amen. Mm-hmm. It's your day. To get your hundredfold blessing. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
It's your day, amen.
Your day.
For the hundredfold blessing, amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's your day to start the business that you never thought about starting before, amen. It's your day to do something that you have never done before in your life before. It's
amen.
Your day now. God's making it your day because he
yes.
said, these are the last days when I pour out my spirit upon all flesh. So that means the people of God is going to be blessed, should be being blessed in these last days.
Mm-hmm.
The change is coming. Hallelujah. Isaac
yes.
sold and he brought in the harvest, amen, in the last days. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. In the famine, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He got blessed in the famine.
Yes.
While things were bad, he got blessed.
You,
we losing heart. We losing faith. And not realize this is your opportunity to be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to start thinking different.
Amen.
You got to start thinking different. Your mind got to be different in this hour. Amen. The Holy Spirit comes to change your mind to let you know you can accomplish what you want to accomplish, amen.
Yes.
I can do all things through the Christ that strengthened me. I can do it because what? Of the last day blessing that's coming, amen. It gives you power. After that the Holy Ghost comes, it gives you power.
Yes.
To be a witness unto me. Jesus said, I give you the power to do what it is that I couldn't do, amen. And what you couldn't do on your own, now in these last days, because of the outpour of my spirit, you're going to be able to do things that you never done before. And miracles and signs and wonders is going to take place that like never before in your life. If you just believe in these last days, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Isaac sold. Everybody else was running away, and he was investing. He was buying them houses that people lost. The wicked lost, amen. The wicked lost their house, amen. You didn't have one. And so you went down there and paid the taxes on it and got the house. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, somebody, amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You bought that house just for the taxes, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The taxes were $4,000. You paid the taxes on the wicked house and got the wicked house. Come on, y'all. I'm saying these are the last days, amen.
Yes.
It depends on what you see. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on what you see, amen. If you can see the blessing in the last day and act on the blessing that you see in the last day, then you'll be rewarded the blessing that you see.
That's right.
The blessing only comes by what you see.
Mm-hmm.
Or how you see, amen. Or you see it with the eyes of faith. Or you see it with the eyes of God. Or you see it with the eyes of man. In these last days, you realize the last days was made just for you.
Amen.
For those who know the Lord, amen. The last days was made for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Bible says.
But you're becoming fearful.
Yes.
You're not supposed to be like the world. Only the world's supposed to be fearful because
mm-hmm.
I'm expecting a blessing, not a curse.
Mm-hmm.
The last day blessing, amen, is for you, amen.
Amen.
The last day blessing is for the saints.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to cause the saints to arise if they can just believe it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Come on. The new car is just for you because they couldn't pay the note on it. And they didn't know, but four notes, they didn't have a four notes left on the car. And you went and paid that last note on it and you got the car. Come on, somebody. I'm saying the last day blessing. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
These are the last days. Amen.
Amen.
And see, that is the mind that God always wants you to have, amen.
Mm-hmm.
To realize I'm doing something now, not to put you down, but to bring you up. The famine is to cause the saints to repent so he can bless them.
Okay.
Hallelujah, amen. Mm-hmm. Isaac sold in the famine, amen.
Amen.
And he said he brought in a harvest, amen.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And that's what we got to do. We got to sow in the famine, amen.
Amen.
Because you're not afraid, because what? You know your God is with you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever it is that God has given you a vision to do, if God be for me, he's more than anybody against me. And so this thing that I desire, God said I can have it if I believe in for it. I'm going to go after the desires of my heart, amen. And God's going to bless me in this thing, amen. He's not going to let me fail because he's already promised me, amen. Mm-hmm. Didn't he promise you he wasn't going to let you fail?
Amen.
He will never leave you. He will never fail you. He will always be with you, even to the end of the age. But if you don't step out on faith, how are you ever going to accomplish what needs to be accomplished if you don't step out?
Yeah.
The last days is the saints' time of blessing. The last days is time for you to overcome. You see, what it is that you couldn't overcome, you can overcome it in these last days because I'm going to give you enough to be able to overcome it. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
I'm going to give you enough power. I'm going to give you enough of my spirit to be able to overcome those habits that you had. I'm going to give you some power to be able to overcome, amen, the lack in your life. Amen. I'm going to give you the power to overcome it, amen. If any man lack anything, let him ask of God who giveth all things liberally, amen. If any man lack anything, I'm giving you the power to fulfill your lack.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isaac sold, amen. Job chapter 5, amen. Verse 20. I'll just quote it, amen. Amen. In famine, amen, he said, he shall redeem my soul from death.
Amen.
Come on. In the famine, he's going to redeem my soul from death. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. How's he going to do it? He's going to do it with the last. He's going to do it with the latter rain. Amen.
Yeah.
It's the spirit that redeems your soul from death. Amen. I'm going to pour an outpour. It's the spirit that raised you up. Amen. It's the same spirit that be in you, that was in Christ, that be in you, is going to quicken your body in that day. It's going to raise your body up in that day, amen. And but it's the spirit, amen, that raises you up from death, amen. The things that were dead in your life, the spirit will resurrect it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. If you want to be resurrected, amen, seek God's spirit because these are the last days he poured it out.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Oh,
yeah. It'll make you alive again, amen.
Yeah.
You know, some of us can let some things die in our life, but it's the spirit that quickens that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that thing to bubble back up again, amen. Come on, amen.
Amen.
Come on. Some of you got some, your zeal done died, but the spirit will cause that thing to bubble up again, amen. And you become zealous for the Lord again, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you lost your zeal, the spirit will quicken that thing, amen.
Amen.
If you lost some joy, the spirit will quicken you and give you some joy, unspeakable, amen. Praise God. Because what? He poured out. He poured it out. The spirit does all things.
Amen.
The spirit resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
The spirit keep you alive in the famine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even when you're in the famine, if you got the spirit, you can't die in the famine. Oh, hallelujah. Ain't that something?
Yes,
you can't die in the famine, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Even if the devil kills you, he can't keep you dead. Come on, somebody, because of the spirit, amen.
Mm-hmm.
They killed Jesus, and they said, well, we're going to kill you. Jesus said, go ahead. In 3 days, I'll raise it back up again, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you can kill me, but you can't keep me dead, amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Because what? Hallelujah. Because of the... I got the spirit in me, amen. These are the last days. The spirit been poured out on me, amen. And therefore, I can't die. I can't fail.
Amen.
See, you see, the devil been trying to tell you you're going to fail, but you can't fail. You know, I used to hear Reverend Ike say, I can't lose with the stuff I use.
Mm.
And he sure was getting everybody money to. He wasn't losing. I don't know where he's at now, but he didn't lose. Loose my money from your pocket in Jesus' name. His money from your pocket in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
You can't lose with Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Can somebody believe that they can't lose with Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You can't lose with Jesus.
Can't
Hallelujah. Amen. If you seek this latter-day reign, amen, I tell you, you're going to do things and walk in places and go places in God that you've never been before. If we would just seek this this latter reign here, these are the last days to begin to seek it.
Yeah.
The habits that you've been dealing with, they're going to be broken just like that. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Come on, amen. Homosexuals is going to be delivered, amen. That ain't nothing but a demon they dealing with, demonic spirit. You know it got to be a demon. If a demon can convince a woman that she's a man, and if a demon can just convince a man that he's a woman,
right.
That demon must have a little power, amen.
Yeah,
hallelujah. To make you look at yourself in the morning and then deny what you see, that got to be a mighty demon, amen.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
These last days, there ain't going to be no homosexuals in the pulpit. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. There ain't going to be no homosexuals in the pulpit in these last days. That's why we need this latter rain, amen, to turn things around. Amen. Praise God. We want men to be men, amen. We want women to be women, amen. And I'm calling for all the men. Sometimes I look around and say, where the men at? Where are the men that's supposed to be leading the way? Where are the men? Amen. That's supposed to be up front, amen. Where are the men that's supposed to be leading the church? Women wouldn't have to lead the church if the men step up.
There you go. There you go.
Where are the men? And you talk about the church, amen. Where are the men? Tell about the woman that's supposed to be in charge. Where are the men?
That's right.
Why don't you get some of the ask God to give you some this latter day reign so you can raise up and be a man, so you can take charge, where you can be the head and not the tail, where you lead the family and not be the follower of the family, where you lead the church and not follow the woman in the church. Why won't you raise up, man, and get some of this latter day reign? You see, this is what the latter day reign gonna do. It's gonna raise the men up.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. See, that's what we need to be praying for.
Right.
The men to take their place.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the devil, he likes to bind the women, but he likes to kill the men.
Mm-hmm.
See, men are in danger. Men are endangered species.
That's what it looks like.
Because if there's no men, there will be no children. If there's no seed, amen, there will be no children. And so the way the devil does it now, amen, in order to destroy the seed that's getting ready to come, he's out turning the women around and turning the men around, and none of them is touching each other. There's no seed coming. There'll be no seed in any kind of way.
That's right.
Put an end to the harvest. That's what the devil's doing. Put an end to the harvest.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can create anything if there's no seed.
That's right.
Two women banging up against another, Kate, nothing happening. And two men banging each other, ain't nothing going to happen.
No
feet, no life going to be developed there.
Mm-hmm.
I said, we need the latter rain, amen. We need this latter rain, amen. Father, we need to be praying for it to come, amen. Just to stop the devil in his track, amen. Because what the devil is doing now, amen, he's trying to take over.
That's right.
All these things can't be going on, amen.
That's right.
And the women know, women, you already know you're not a seed sower. Reason ain't no kids being born in the church, we ain't got no praying women. All of them preaching, sowing seed. There ain't no seed sower.
Mm-hmm.
There's supposed to be one giving birth to the seed that's being sown, and there's no birth, nobody giving birth. There's no birth going on in the church.
Mm-hmm.
All the women is sowing seed. Ain't nobody giving birth to nothing. Come on, somebody, amen.
Amen.
The latter day rain gonna change all that, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody, amen. These last days gonna change all of that, amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Women gonna go back to their place and start having children and teaching the young women how to love their husbands and love their children, amen. How to treat their husbands. And I know why most of them can't teach that, because they don't know how to love their husbands.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Now nobody taught them that. Because everybody was trying to be a chief and no Indian. Oh, y'all, come on. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I tell
you,
we need this latter rain. Amen.
We do.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
The last, he said, the last day I'm pouring out my spirit. He said, Your young men going to see some vision, amen. Mm-hmm. And the old men going to start dreaming dreams, amen. And upon my servants of my handmaid, he said, yeah, I'm going to anoint the women too. They're going to be upon my handmaid, they're women, amen. Upon the women, I'm going to put my spirit upon them so they'll be able to declare my word also.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Amen.
I'm trying to tell the saints these are the last days, amen. I want the saints to be encouraged because some good things is getting ready to happen for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we ought to be praising God like never before, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Our hands all be together, giving God some praise and giving God thanks because we know something good is getting ready to happen for us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I've been having trouble with this flesh. I know that I'm not going to have no trouble with it after a while because something good is getting ready to happen to me. Amen. Come on, amen. All these
amen.
Lonely nights and lonely days, amen. I say something good is getting ready to happen for me. And so I'm not going to be in confusion about what's going on around me in the world today because I know something good is getting ready to happen for me.
All right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Every time I see something bad happens, I start rejoicing because I know something good is getting ready to happen to me. Amen. Come on, amen. Every time I see somebody weeping, amen, I know something good is going to happen in the morning. Hallelujah, amen. Every time something, you know, always before something good happened, bad always came first.
Right.
Hallelujah. Before we got the Holy Ghost, some death had to take place first, amen.
Yes.
Jesus had to die so we could get the Holy Ghost, amen.
Ooh, yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, yes,
amen.
Yes,
and so he
yes,
died yes. so that something good could come to us, amen. If I go not away, he said, the Holy Spirit won't come unto you. But if I go away, I'll send him back to you. And when he is come, he'll lead and guide you into all truth and righteousness. Except I go away, it won't come.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Except God kills something in your life, can't nothing else live.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Except you die, you can't live unless you die. See, okay. We've been trying to live without dying.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We've been trying to have without giving up something, without sacrifice. You got to sacrifice a seed to the soil in order for it to produce something.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You got to sacrifice the word in your life in order for it to produce something. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said, if there be no sacrifice, there be no blessing. Now, what are you willing to give up in your life so that you can be delivered? What are you willing to lay on the altar before God today so you can be delivered?
Amen.
Is it all on the altar today? Are you saved today and filled with the Holy Ghost?
Mm-hmm.
The book of Acts chapter 2, verse 30 says, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It didn't say be baptized in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. It's to be baptized in the name of the Father. It said follow the instructions. Follow the instruction, amen.
That's right.
These are the last days. You need to get it right.
Right.
Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 6 says, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believe?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Not right now, brother. Amen. Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believe? They said, we have not heard whether there be a Holy Ghost. You know, it's sad that some people haven't even heard about the Holy Ghost. They hear about it, but nobody receiving it anymore. Amen. It's a sad thing. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And God said in the last days, he's pouring out his spirit, and you're not even going to receive what God has given. Amen.
Yes.
You need the Holy Ghost in these last days. Amen. I'm going to quit, amen. Time running out. I see somebody running me off the line, amen. Praise God. Amen. Let us pray then. Father God, I thank you for the Holy Spirit today that you're giving us. I thank you for the word of God. I thank you for the cross that you bore that I might be saved. And I give you praise, O Lord, for the blessing upon the people. These are the last days. Yes. Pour out your spirit in these last days, Lord. Exalt your people to the place that you would have them to be, Lord. And, Lord, you came to exalt us, O Lord. You said far above the angels, O Lord. We would judge angels, Lord. And the angel would be the ministering spirits to us. And, Lord, I thank you for exaltation of, exalting us, O Lord, and giving praise to your name in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. God bless y'all. If y'all like to give a donation before we go, it's Care Church, $ Care Church, Inc., at gmail.com. Amen.
Amen.
PayPal at Care Church, Inc., at gmail.com. Amen. We appreciate any donation that you give us. And whatever God lays on your heart to give, we would appreciate it. And thank all of you. And may God bless and keep you on Facebook. In Jesus' name,
amen,
amen. Amen. Hallelujah. For anybody on the line, anybody want to be saved, you got a testimony, amen. Something that goes on tonight, amen. We're asking, you can say something now if you like. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody got a testimony, praise report, anything? Amen. Hallelujah.
I just want to thank God for being alive today. I thank him for my health and my strength. I thank him for my family, like my husband, my children, my grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren. I just thank him for the day that he has given. And I choose to rejoice. I choose to walk in forgiveness. I choose to walk in joy, peace, and love. I just thank God because he is God, and there's none above him, and there's none up in him. He's God all by himself, and he don't need no help. I just thank him. I praise him. I praise God. Thank you, Father. Give him up. Choose your place in our glory. Amen.
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 Amen. God. 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 Anyone else? Don't forget about tonight.
Amen, amen. I want to invite everybody back tonight. We're going to have, you know, the word straight up and uncut. One of the questions today is, are titles getting in the way of God's work? Are titles getting in the way of God's work? Or is our ego preventing us from receiving the word from certain people? You know, so we want to invite everybody back, you know, for this roundtable discussion, and we're gonna get it in with the word. Praise God. That's at 5 o'clock Central Time, 3 o'clock California Time, 6 o'clock New York Time, and if you're in the Midwest, I believe that's 4 o'clock in the Midwest. So make sure y'all tune in tonight. Amen. We're gonna have a blessed time in the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for this time in the Lord tonight. Amen. How's that phone number being, 516-666?
The number is 516-666-9967. 516-666-9967.
Amen. Amen. And don't forget about the salt of the earth on Friday. You want to announce that, sister?
Yeah. The Salt of the Earth every Friday at 3 o'clock California time Pacific, and it's 5 o'clock Texas time. And we have a good time. We pray, and we have a good time, and we just praise the Lord. That's what we do. We praise the Lord and have a good time. And we pray for financial blessings. We pray for healing, and we just come together as a family and pray together and talk. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And we have topics that we talk on. So everything that we talk on is out of the Word of God, written from the Bible. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for the salt of the earth.
Yes.
Amen. And that Monday through Friday, from at 10 o'clock. We have the Holy Ghost prayer line Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock our time, 8 o'clock California time. And that's 425-436-6381. And the access code is 291-2143#. Monday through Friday, the Holy Ghost prayer line. If you're up and about, join us, amen. And we really appreciate you joining, amen. Anyone else with an announcement, amen. Amen. If there's no more announcements, we're going to dismiss. Amen. Praise God. Father God, we thank you for the word of God, the people of God. We thank you for the blessing upon the word. And Lord, may that word be received. May it be an encouraging word for those who are staying in these last days. I thank you, Lord, for the blessing. I thank you for the healing. I thank you for the salvation of the people in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. God bless y'all. We'll see y'all next week. Same time, same station. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless.
God bless.
in the Lord, in the Lord. You that's trusting in the Lord, just wave your hand. In the Lord. You got to hang on in there anyhow. Can I get a witness in here? In the Lord. Wait a minute. In the Lord. Bring it down one more time. In the Lord. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. If I had Frank Williams here tonight, he would come on down. And he would tell him. He would say, in the Lord. Yeah. He would say, in the Lord. Yeah. Y'all don't like this tonight. And, Frank would tell you, when I was sick, the Lord touched my body. We don't have him here tonight, but we got James Moore here. And I can tell you, God's been good to me. He made a way out of no way. In the Lord. Come on, choir. In the Lord. In the Lord. Can you help us say it in the Lord? In the Lord. He's a rock in a weary land. He's sheltered in a time of storm.